Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Today we're going to be talking about what I'm going to call the new sexual revolution. It's what's happening right now. You may not recognize what I'll call the agenda behind this. There's a lot of things that are happening, coming out. And I want to connect it to one of my Ecclesia principles that we call results-based reality. And if you would, the scriptural basis for that, there's a number of different ones, but in this one, I want to identify from the Ten Commandments, where he says, do not bear false witness. You see, what we're dealing with today in our society is a lot of false witness. It is the whole identification. I was headed down the road the other day to a meeting, and a friend of mine texted me, and he said, do you know anything about furries? And I thought, yeah, I do. And so I messaged him and told him basically what they were. And he said, he texted me back, and he said, a friend of mine, his son in high school, and it's a local school around, that there are two girls who identify as furries that are basically bullying, if you would, harassing his friend's son, and that they have even brought in litter boxes into the school for the furries. Now, if you're not familiar with what a furry is, it is a person who identifies as an animal. It could be a cat. That's the most frequent one that I've heard. It could be a dog. I've actually heard of one that identifies as a horse. And they identify this way, that this is who they are. See, this is the next step after a woman identifies as a man identifies as a woman. Well, what if they don't want to identify as that? Well, I want to identify as a cat. I want to identify as a dog. I want to identify as a horse. Well, the bottom line is, that's ultimately a false witness. You know, you're not a cat. You know, and in one of the schools, there's an individual that identifies as a cat, and they are allowed to climb up during class, during instruction, climb up on top of a shelf and sit there like a cat, because that's how they identify. Another one that I've heard about is, and I believe this one's also a cat, that one identifies as a cat, the other identifies as the owner, so there's a leash that's on the, quote, cat, and between classes, the one is going down the hall on all fours while the other one is holding the leash. Now, at this point, the thing that amazes me is that we have people with master degrees, doctorates, that all think that this is acceptable, that it's all good. It is ultimately a false witness. It is not the reality of things. I have a friend, his daughter is in the military, and she has more of a warrior spirit than a lot of men do. But she understands that she's a woman. Nothing wrong with her having that warrior spirit. Everybody is different. Everyone is unique. But you are who you are. And in a results-based reality, in other words, we have to look at facts. We have to look at what is there. There has to be some proof of things. And for just somebody to say, well, you know, I feel like a woman. My physical body is male, but I'm really a woman. No, you're a guy. That's what you are. Now, not every guy is the same, but you are a guy. And you have to embrace the reality. You see, anything else is really an acceptance of and a promotion of a fantasy, an imagination, a non-reality. And so much of our world today is not learning how to deal with reality, how to deal with what is. It's wanting to create a new world that, well, take the metaverse, where people can be whatever they want to be, however they want to be. It's not reality. Our whole society is moving away from dealing with reality to wanting to live in a fantasy world. And ultimately, what is driving it, again, is what I call a new sexual revolution. It's not the same as the 60s. The 60s had its own agenda. This has an entirely different agenda. And in our next segment, we're going to go more into what that's all about. Join us right after this break.
Jesus said, I will build my church or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
We're back, and we're talking about the new sexual revolution. Last segment, we talked about furries. And again, you may not be familiar with those, but you will be seeing more about them. In this segment, I want to start talking about a new sexual orientation that is coming. It's not brand new. If you've been doing some reading or even listening to certain things, then you would be aware that this is coming. It's not a dominant thought pattern yet, but it is on the way. And that new sexual orientation is a pedophile. I was listening to something on TED Talks about a year ago. If you're not familiar with TED Talks, it's people who have expertise in different areas, and many of them are excellent, excellent. And so I had been listening to a few different things, and I came across this one, and I decided to go ahead and listen to it. And there was a lady there, and her whole basic premise, they only have about, I think it's 11 to 13 minutes to present their idea and their concept. It's very limited like that. And she was presenting that just like a homosexual, where their orientation isn't heterosexual, it's homosexual. They are attracted to the same sex. That there is another sexual orientation, and that is those who love minors, who love little kids. And their premise was that a pedophile, that number one, they should not be called a pedophile, because again, that is putting a tag on them, it has a negative association, so forth, that really they have no control over their orientation. They have an attraction to little kids, and that is their orientation. And as a result of that, they should not be penalized for being who they are. They should not go to jail because of their sexual orientation. And again, it was related back to homosexuality and related on that premise that young children were actually, there was a potential benefit to young children if they would be allowed to interact with these people that have this orientation. That if it was only put in a good context, that it would be so beneficial to the young children. Now, this has been around for a long time, and I believe my memory is not serving me very well right now, but I believe it was Socrates that one of his lectures that he talked about basically the benefits of an older person. In that case, he was particularly talking about men, that, or it could have been Aristotle, it's one of those two, that the benefit of an older person, we'll call it grooming, because that is a term that you're going to be hearing, and it's going to be attacked. And when I say that, people, this new sexual orientation, those who are opposed to that, our whole school system, if you would, right now, is grooming children to be open to this. And those who don't like the opposition are going to have a negative connotation for that word groomer or grooming. And this is part of what is coming. Now, that was in that discourse, it was basically talking about the benefit that they would be able to train them in social graces. They would be able to train them in business, and they would even be able to train them sexually. All of these things, this is a new orientation that is coming. And ultimately, those who have decided to turn our nation into a social experiment, and that's ultimately all this is. This is a part of the progression to, if you would, change and make America completely different from what it's ever been. And it's to undermine the basic values that our nation has held for years. This new orientation is the next step. You're going to be hearing more about this. It is a big piece of this new sexual revolution. And ultimately, it's just opening the door for pedophiles to be able to attack children. And it's not good. We've got to wake up, and we've got to recognize what's going on. Alrighty, stay with us through this break, and we'll be right back.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
All right, we're back. And so today we've had an interesting discussion. We've talked about furries. We've talked about the new sexual orientation that is trying to be the next step. And that is basically the acceptance of pedophiles as being a sexual norm. Now, with this, in this segment, what I want to talk about is what's going on? I mean, when you look at what's happening, why in the world? And again, in the last segment, at the very end, I touched base on there are people that really, they're kind of at the top of the chain, that all of this is just a social experiment for them. Now, with this, what is happening is really two things. And these two things are tied together. First, as we've already talked about, is that one of the Ecclesia principles is a results-based reality. As in the Ten Commandments, you shall not bear false witness. In other words, there has to be a reality to what you're saying. There has to be a connection between the two. Part of what is happening is moving away from that reality. Again, the whole metaverse. You know, I heard a story the other day that someone bought I believe it was a Gucci purse for their girlfriend in the metaverse. They paid $5,000 for this virtual purse. Now, so that they, you know, in it, there's aspects of it that will be business and everything like that. But there's just parts of it that as well, it's just a fantasy game. It's a virtual game. And in this, $5,000 for a purse, so that in this false reality, and carry this Gucci purse down through there. And we're moving away from reality. Imagination is not a bad thing. Imagination is really the seedbed for creativity. And so imagination is not bad. But the thing of it is, we do have to continue to maintain a connection to reality. There has to be that connection to reality. And with this, part of the push to move away from reality is that if you remove the influence of reality from the scope of things, then the justification and proof of the benefits of biblical values goes away. See, in a fantasy world, in a non-reality world, there is no be not deceived, God is not mocked, whatever a man sows, that he shall reap. In that fantasy world, that doesn't exist, because that fantasy world is made up by a God who is a human being who designs all the rules. In real life, man does not design all the rules. In real life, man is not God. We are not the determiner of all rules. We didn't create gravity. We didn't create those types of laws. God created that. So for man to be able to be completely void of the influence of God, he has to live within a false reality. He has to live in a world of make-believe, because in this world, the facts are consistent with the biblical values. For man to get away from God, he has to create a fantasy world. And what we have in our society right now are a lot of people who are trying to create a fantasy world disconnected from reality, disconnected from any facts in the real world, so that, for lack of a better phrase, they can be their own God. Stay with us, and we'll be back for our final segment.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
All right, we're back. This is our last segment. And in this, part of what I want to talk about here is, so now what do we need to do? Because with all of what we've talked about today, from the furries to the new sexual orientation with the pedophiles and so forth and what's ahead, we've got to understand that the main component that is being utilized, and by this, I'm not talking about the rank and file. I'm talking about from the higher level. I'm basically talking about the schools. Our school systems are being utilized to promote all of these things. And with that, I'm not talking about the teachers and administrations within the schools. Many of them are great. Not all of them are, though. Let's be very plain about that. Not all of them are great. Some of them are part of the problem. But there's a lot of people who are good people that are within that system. What we've got to understand is that system is being utilized to remove our society from a results-based reality. That system is being used to separate people really from reality. It is the seedbed. The educational system is the seedbed for the gender identity. It is the seedbed for, you know, just think about it. Why are there so many things in our school system? Books. You know, locally, there was a school board member that asked to have put up on a screen during a school board meeting the words from a book that's in the library at the school. He was refused because, quote, there were students in the room. So something that you can have in the school that any student can go look at can't be shown in a school board meeting because there's students in the room. I can guarantee you it wasn't because there were students in the room. It was because there were parents in the room, and they knew if the parents found out what they were allowing to be exposed to their children, they would throw a fit over it. And you see, right now, there are people, again, using the school system to infiltrate it with all of these things. Now, again, I'm not talking about every person that's in the school system. Do not misunderstand that. But there is an agenda being driven from the top down to create this type of situation, to remove us from reality, to remove us from biblical-based reality, to separate that. So the question becomes, what can we do? Now, so many people what can we do? Well, there's a lot we can do. The first thing we have to do, as I liked what one preacher said one time, he said, first thing you got to do is get off your blessed assurance. See, so many people, well, God's in control, he'll take care of it. And that's really just an excuse to do nothing. Jesus said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And he said, I've given to you the keys of the kingdom. What you bind on earth is bound. What you loose on earth is loosed. Heaven will be loosed in heaven. You see, at that point, he said, you got the keys. What you do, and in each case, what earth does first is the result. Heaven results it. Heaven follows suit. If we bind it or forbid it, heaven will bind it and forbid it. If we loose it, if we allow it, heaven will allow it. See, so many people have accepted this idea that everything that happens is the will of God. No, Jesus basically told us heaven's going to follow your lead on this stuff in the earth. What you bind will be, heaven will bind. What you allow, heaven will allow. It's not what God's allowing, it's what we're allowing. It's not what God is forbidding, it's what are we forbidding. He's going to help us in that. What we have to do, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. Let me put it another way. Prayer without works is dead. If all we do is pray, and that's largely what most Christians have done, is they have just prayed. Well, I pray about it. Well, thank God you pray about it. Now what you going to do about it? What are you going to put into action? Are you going to start implementing Ecclesia principles? Are you going to be a culture builder? Are you going to just pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven? Or are you going to actually help his will be done on earth as it is in heaven? We've got to understand, heaven's waiting on us. Heaven is waiting on us to act. And with that, what that means is you need to get involved. You need to vote. You need to be educated on topics. That's part of the reason that we're doing this podcast. You need to be educated on it. We need to get people running for school boards, city councils, town councils, board of supervisors. We need to get good people that have the right values engaged in these things, because if we do not do that, then it will just continue to go down the path that it's been going. I don't know about you, but I have decided I'm going to do what I can to turn the tide. I will do my part. That's the only part I'm in control of, is my part. I'm going to do my part. are you going to do yours? God bless you. Join us again next time.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.